Ryan Voylan from Red Fire Farm, you are the most famous farmer in the Pioneer Valley. Do you deny this?
I make no claims.
You're an award-winning tomato farmer, first of all. They have this tomato competition every year, and you always walk away with a ridiculous amount of tomato-shaped awards.
We do grow a lot of tomatoes, and we're well-known for tomatoes, but we actually grow way more than just tomatoes. We're a very diversified farm.
While nationwide we hear about the troubles that many of small farms are going through, thanks to CESA and Phil Korman, who's sitting here in the corner, and this the Local Hero campaign, our farms in the Pioneer Valley seem to be flourishing and coming up with new and interesting and creative ways to not only grow food, but to grow as a business. And you are now with Red Fire Farm, Ryan, a year-round farm. How does that work? You grow underground?
Growing underground doesn't work too well for most things, unless you're growing potato, mushrooms or something. But most plants need light, even in winter. So a key part of year-round farming is these greenhouse or high tunnel structures. There are a remarkable number of plants that we can grow as long as they're within one of these high tunnels. We don't have to add extra heat.
Mm-hmm.
Just even the small amount of sunlight that shines some days in the winter will heat those structures up enough.
And Ryan right now actually is coming up this Saturday. There still are winter markets going on.
That was Phil Korman from CESA. Not to be confused with CESA, you are a CSA farm, a community-supported agricultural farm. People buy shares, stocks in your farm, and in return get a bountiful harvest depending on what you have grown over the year. You've expanded this program, the CSA, not to just coming up and picking kohlrabi and kale, but to flowers and even a farm stand share.
That's right. I mean, we are really trying to grow what people around here want to eat.
What is a farm share farm stand? Is it like drive-through farm share? You can get like fries with that?
Well, not exactly. We have our traditional CSA, which is where members would sign up, and then once a week they come during their distribution time and they get the week's allotment of produce. And that works great for some people, you know, people that don't want to think too much and just want to come and have their, you know, get their produce. But for other people, they maybe have more random schedules or going away on vacation or not in town every week. So we want to try to make our farm accessible to everyone who wants to eat local produce. So one way we do this is by having farm stands, and we have two of them, one at our Granby farm and one at my original farm location that I started when I was a teenager in Montague, which is in my parents' front yard.
Which is, by the way, right near the Montague Book Mill, and you drive by it all the time. Drive by it all the time, and it's great because you drop off a little money in the box.
That's right.
It's all on the honor system, which is why I steal ridiculous amounts of vegetables from you.
And that's we call that Old Depot Gardens. That's the Montague stand. But now you can come to that stand, or you can come to our stand in Granby. If you're a farm stand member, you prepay $300 for the season, and then you'll get a little card. It looks like a credit card. And then we have machines at each of these places, and you just swipe your card. And, you know, if you want to buy $10 worth of something one day, you can do that. If you want to get $50 worth the next time. So it's really flexible, and you can use it toward any of the different produce that we have and also the other local farm products that we sell at our stands.
Can I still go to the Montague stand and get vegetables and put the money in the box, or is that gone by the way of the
dodo? You can do that too.
Good.
But if you're a farm stand member, you actually get a 10% discount over the cash price. So there are some advantages to doing it. And you know that you're like supporting the farm for the season. You're making a commitment to buy, you know, at least $300 of produce from the farm.
And that seems to be a tremendous business model that has been working for farmers that you've sort of been a pioneer with, Ryan Voiland, and you, Phil from CESA, urgently want to tell me something about the same sort of notion.
Well, just again, that what's so great about the CSA farm share model and or this farm stand model is the farmer is able to get money coming in December, January, February, March, which is a time where usually a lot of farmers don't have a lot of sales, and they're going to have a lot of costs coming up for planting and other capital improvements.
Not only can you support farmers and farms by signing up to be a farm share member, but Phil from CESA, you can support farms and farmers in the valley by going to see great music from one of our, if there are heirloom tomatoes, we have heirloom musicians in the Young at Heart Chorus.
And every season, they don't grow older, they just grow better.
That's
and the Young at Heart Chorus will be doing a benefit concert for CESA and Safe Passage on Sunday at John M. Green Hall at Smith College. So there's more information at buylocalfood.org. And CESA continues to do the work of keeping more people connected to farms and allowing farmers like Ryan to keep expanding, growing, and doing well in the world.